Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeLuda or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Welcome back into Rock On Retirement. Thomas Lipscomb here alongside former NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton, as well as best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, you had mentioned that Fundamentals of Retirement Planning booklet. Are we planning to give that one away as well?
Yeah, I kind of messed up, Thomas. I want to make sure people get this in their hands. Now, there's two ways to get this. There's one way. You can go to yourmoneydesk.com. That's yourmoneydesk.com, and it's there. It's a PDF of it. If you want a hard copy, come on in. We'll give you a copy of it. We'll also give you that review and a financial fill-up strategy, $1,000 value at no cost or obligation.
Simple to do. Just call 888-456-7577, 888-456-7577. Now, Coach, AI, it's all over the place, isn't it?
It is. Artificial intelligence.
It is. So working in the creative world, you know, something that's impacted us a lot lately, and you had mentioned in the last segment talking about how retirees have to plan for the next 30, 40, 50 years without a job, and looking at AI, I wonder if it'll not just be retirees doing that. Got a little clip here, though, from Kramer I wanted to, for you to check out. Talking about Adobe.
On Adobe, one of my longtime favorites, because of how its software can be used with supercomputers that are at the heart of generative AI to develop new things with greater ease than we thought. Keep that in mind. It's a terrific concept, but for many of you, it's just too ethereal to understand. Some would say it's too 30,000 feet high for most people not in technology or in the software stocks to truly understand it.
So I clipped that piece out there because I like the way that he positioned this as a new technology, a new thing, a new toy, a new shiny object that a lot of people may only really recognize from a 30,000 foot view because they're not in it in the everyday.
Everybody's hearing about AI right now, but nobody really understands it.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Sell.
But I like Adobe. We've had Adobe forever, and Adobe used to be just PDFs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now I know on the radio side, you guys are using Adobe like they have Audition, I think it's called, right, for that kind of stuff, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Adobe's been pretty smart.
They've been a powerhouse actually since the early 90s, if not late 80s, developing. You've heard Photoshop. Hey, they Photoshopped my picture. Adobe is who created Photoshop.
The problem now is you're hearing about Adobe from us, and we heard about it from Kramer, and now you're going to run out and try to buy Adobe. Could it possibly be overpriced, Chuck?
It could be, and I'm still waiting to hear from the Adobe Acrobat.
Does
he work for the circus? Yeah. Oh, the circus doesn't exist anymore. I'm sorry.
That's Cirque du Soleil.
Your comment there about it being overpriced, I actually have another clip. It's kind of funny. It goes along with this. I hope I say his name right. Dan Pena was on Joe Rogan, said this.
Take it public.
And if they take it public, they
can make 50% on their money in a week. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You heard it here first on Joe's show. Take it public.
And if they take it public, they
can make 50% on their money in a week. I mean, a week after they take it public, because the average investor pays up too much. They pay up high multiples. And the difference between a non-liquid investment and a liquid investment, the multiples are normally 50 to 100% higher.
You just lost me talking Chinese.
So Joe's talking Chinese.
Yeah, so what was he talking about? What stock?
So he was talking about stocks launching in general. This is back when the UFC was going public, but Adobe's already public. Exactly.
Okay.
He's talking about the stock market in general and just how he has a little bit of hesitancy and a little bit of fear that when new stocks are publicly traded, that they're being overinflated.
Okay, here's my strategy if you want to buy one of these new stocks that comes out. And I did it. I've practiced it all the time. And I did it with Facebook the last time that it really was tremendous advantage for me. Facebook, remember Facebook? Was still out there.
They changed your name.
To Meta now, but back then it was Facebook. They IPO'd.
Yep.
It went up like a rocket.
It did.
People kept buying into the going up, and then eventually it came down like a rocket, and people sold into that. So people could buy high and sell low. That's not a good strategy.
No.
And so what
Unless
I did,
you're dyslexic.
I saw it go way up like a rocket. I waited to come down. I kept waiting. I got it. It went up to like $100 a share when it first, or 80 some, 80 to 100. It came out when it first IPO'd back in the day.
Wow.
Then it started going down like down to $17 a share.
Wow.
So I bought 100 shares there, and then it went way up. Then it came down. It changed to Meta. You remember that last year? And then it had a little crash last year. I bought 50 more shares, like under 90.
Very
and now
nice.
It's up to 200 something. So they.
Wow.
I wish I would have been playing with big money.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. So and here's another thing. When you have these IPOs, a lot of insiders have a lot of stock they've accumulated over the years. They're not allowed to sell for the first 60, 90, 120 days, whatever it's written in that contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're buying into this initial euphoria when it's going up like crazy, when those lockup periods, it's called a lockup period, you probably heard it, when the lockup periods end, those people with a bunch, millions of shares, they're going to start dumping them because they didn't, maybe they got their shares free because they did some work for the company ahead of time, or maybe they bought them real cheap. They're gonna make some profits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So guess who they're making profits off? Everyone else who's buying, the individual investor who's buying, you're keeping up the price as they sell into you.
Absolutely.
So be very careful about getting caught up in what Cramer says and all this, but have a plan. And my plan is pretty solid. Wait till the lockup periods to start hitting, and then the stock goes way down, buy it there. That's sort of what happened with Meta.
That's good.
So again, the Facebook analogy is a really good one. But it's just making sure that you understand you should never take money you can't afford to lose and put anywhere near the market, real estate, or crypto. Yeah. All places you can lose money. Even bond market, you could lose money. People are seeing that now. As interest rates go up, bond prices go down.
All right.
What have interest rates been doing lately, Chuck?
They've been skyrocketing.
Well, then what's been happening to bond prices?
They've been dipping.
Big dipper.
It's true. Well, and that goes over to another article I was looking on CNBC, I believe, and a lot of people are turning to the annuity now as opposed to the bond for this safe product because it doesn't have that fluctuation that the bond is having with inflation these days.
Annuities have a floor of zero. In other words, you can never lose money in annuity if you get the right one. There's some variable annuities. I know. Yeah. I'm not talking about variable annuities. Variable.
No.
The word variable in front of it crashes everything.
Yeah.
So if you have fixed indexed, those are the annuities that don't go down, always give you lifetime income if you set them up correctly. And so they put you in control, not the stock market in control.
Yeah,
different types of annuities similar to different stocks or bonds. Make sure you get the right ones.
Similar to different cars. You know, you go into the dealership, you want a pickup truck, and you come out with a Yugo, you're in trouble. They still make Yugos. There's a little cars, they call it a smart car, I guess.
Yeah, what about the Cooper?
Oh, the Cooper. Well, I like the Cooper better than this little smart car. There's nothing smart about the smart car.
Yeah,
I saw one yesterday. It made me laugh when it was right down the road. It looked like a kiddie car.
I would not feel safe.
No,
they probably pull it to McDonald's to get Happy Meals.
Yeah, it looked like a penalty box in Boston Garden or something.
It did. It's small.
You know?
Yeah. So again, just make sure that you have the money you're going to need for retirement in a true retirement account. And that means you're not going to lose money and you know exactly what the minimum income you're going to get from that account is. When we set our plans up, our income plans, we can tell you what the minimum yearly income you're going to get when you put a certain amount of money away. Now, notice I keep saying minimum. Because this is if you put the money in annuity and the stock market crashes every single day. Of course, you're not going to lose money, but you're not going to gain any money.
Yeah.
But if the market goes up at all after we put you into this annuity, you're going to get even more income.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to lock your gains in. It's growth. And then protecting that growth and then lifetime income. We call it a GPI plan. Growth, protection. The most important part of a financial plan, by the way. Besides this one, income. Who cares if your money's growing if you don't get much income?
That's right.
Who cares if your money grows if it's not protected?
Right.
So just like in World War I, you like the troops back then, we didn't have all the fancy stuff these days. They would run about 50 yards, they'd dig a trench, and they'd get in it. They'd protect themselves. They'd advance and protect. And then if they got home, they had their pension check. They had income.
Absolutely.
If they died, their family got income.
There you go.
Get paid.
Absolutely.
So it's all about protecting your assets, folks. And we'll do that for you. For the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your true lifetime income account, your total retirement plan, and that financial fill-up strategy. This is over $1,000 value. We make it available to you. You'll get several books when you come in as well. Thomas, tell them how to do that.
All right. All you have to do is call 888-456-7577, 888-456-7577, or you can text keyword RETIRE to 600-700, RETIRE to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.